It's the Jason and Chris show live on Adobe Radio. Hello, everybody.
What's up?
It's going to be a good show. You can follow us on Twitter, EJC Show, or you can also add us on Skype at EJC Show if you want to say hello.
It's unnecessary to say it's going to be a good show. I mean, does anybody believe it?
No, absolutely not. Nobody believes it.
Well, I mean, it might be. I'm not. Well, let me rephrase that. It could very well be a good show, but we don't know. You don't know.
Well, comedian Kyle Novak is here, so the jury's out.
Oh.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
Yeah, comedian Kyle Novak. He's actually downstairs trying to get into the show right now. He's having a very difficult time getting into a door that's not even locked. He claims it's locked. The main door to come in here, he says is locked for some reason, Chris. It's not locked at this time, is it?
I walked right in 5 minutes ago.
What in God's name is he talking about?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe he's at the wrong building. Maybe he forgot what building.
I don't know what this guy's deal is, but he's been calling on and off literally about five times, just trying to get into the mega complex, but the big broadcasting mega complex that we're in,
Super Block One.
Yeah, let's try calling him. I want to see what happens here. If I what's going on with this guy? Now he's texting saying his phone is about to die. He's having a really rough time. I don't know what his deal is. So he originally called saying that he's parked in the area that he can't park in, and he knows that because he's been here before. So then he had to move his car, and then he moves his car, and then he says he gets locked out of the building. And then, you know, while this is all happening, he's calling me over and over and over again and updating me with every step of the way. So now he's just texted saying he's waiting outside. And
have reached the voicemail box of 72020.
I was going to let it go over, but I decided
don't do that. This is not fun.
Maybe you should go. Do you want to? Yeah, never mind.
I'll get him in a minute.
I was going to say maybe go get him live on the air, but
that sounds complicated. It's an elevator ride.
He's filling in for Jason. By the way, Jason isn't here. I don't know what to do about this guy, comedian Kyle Novak. I guess he might be doing some sort of stand-up comedy routine on the show. I don't know what his deal is or what his plan is exactly. But you know how that goes when he comes in here and does comedy. It's a riot.
It's a good time.
I'm feeling a little bad, like we should maybe go get him. I don't know.
Yeah, we've said hi. We're going to do a quick break and get our co-host on.
Since he is coming on to fill in for Jason, I guess we probably should, right?
Yeah.
All right, fine. I guess we'll be nice.
You sound like you really don't want to, though.
Well, he's just interrupting the flow of the show because he's been trying to get in here for the past, like, 20 minutes. Literally, he's, like, been here. Not even lying. He's been here for 20 minutes. But
I've only been here for 15. How did you not miss each other?
I think you guys must have barely missed each other because he's been trying to get in the building for 20 minutes, and it hasn't even been locked. So I don't know. We have to get to the bottom.
Yeah, that's not
of this.
Fun, yeah.
I'll
go give him a helping hand.
Okay.
Let's hit a song.
All right. It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter. Oh, by the way, we're going to be talking to a band. I didn't even tease the band because Kyle has me so thrown off. Usually I like to play a little sample of the music and everything. I guess I could do that right now. They're called The Hunna, and they're going to be on the show. Let's get to the hook. Yeah, these guys are blowing up according to their publicist and their bio, and
sounds fun.
The Hunna. Actually, they
sound pretty. Yeah, they sound well produced.
They actually sound really good.
Yeah,
I'm like, a fan of it.
Yeah,
so.
Talented guys.
Yeah, so looking forward to talking to them more. It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show, and we want to talk to you too. What do you do with your mic there? You try to.
Sorry, just getting the elevation right.
Oh, okay.
The angle.
Just making sure it was working okay.
Yeah.
So we'll get Kyle in here, and lots to get to here on the EJC show. No, wait, here, hang on. We have a new broadcast program, so. Oh, wait, there he is. We were just about to come down and get him, and he walked in. Should we still hit the, I guess let's hit a break. Comedian Kel Novak's here. Dogs are barking. It's chaos.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show.
All right, Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show, and comedian Kyle Novak has finally entered the building, and he's filling in for Jason, actually. Jason is not here. His girlfriend, Katie, hurt herself, and if you're listening, Katie, hope you feel better.
Hope everything is okay.
So, comedian Kyle Novak, what's going on with you?
Not much. Married life.
You have to get right in on that, Mike.
Not much. Just married life.
Get a little closer.
Hello?
A little bit.
I feel like I'm eating the mic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, not much. Just married life. Fun.
Thanks for coming in to fill in for Jason.
No problem.
It's very nice of you to drop on by. You came with a news story.
I know you guys have. Wow, yeah. Really interesting stories that you guys have.
News is kind of my corner, but I'll let it slide.
Yeah, Chris is the news guy, so you realize that you're kind of stepping on toes here.
My bad.
You come in all gung-ho. Hey, I'm the new news guy. I think that's what you said when you walked in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're coming in with a news story.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's have it.
You guys like weird stories reading the other day, but there is actually a restaurant in Taiwan that is actually all toilet-based themed. The chairs are actually toilets. They serve your food in little porcelain-shaped toilets, plates. And, yeah, the dessert looks like a pile of crap. Would you eat at a place like this?
It's just everything looks like a toilet.
I wouldn't go out of my way to eat there, but if somebody, like, took me there, I wouldn't walk out.
My question is, where do you go to the bathroom there?
Do I need, like, a rim shot or something? Oh, yeah, you are a comedian. I should have the rim shot available at all times.
Okay.
There you go. What other jokes did you bring?
I don't know. I got some stuff prepared, maybe.
Are you actually going to do, like, a stand-up routine?
Kind of. More of a experience I had. I call it the Enchanted Voyage to the VA hospital. As you guys know, I was in the military, so.
Wait, are you getting into it now? I don't.
No, I can do it later. It's fine.
He's teasing it.
Yeah, you don't want to. You have to keep the people interested. You can't just give it all at once.
Okay, geez.
I can tell you're not a very experienced radio host.
No, I'm not.
90% of radio is saying what you're going to do later on radio.
Yeah.
Got it.
You never actually do anything.
There's only 10 minutes of actual content.
That's the trick. We never actually do anything. We always just talk about what we're going to do.
Teach me, Obi-Wan.
Speaking of, we promised that we would be doing my Krispy Kreme challenge this week, but we decided to push that out and wait for our friend Jason to come and give us a hand with that. So.
I think we got to make that announcement more exciting. Maybe we can do it like... you may remember on last week's episode, we talked about Chris doing a stunt which may possibly kill him. But we're going to have to reschedule until next week when Jason is here because we don't have EJC TV running this week. We want to get this on video.
So you make the cancellation exciting? I feel like it was best to just be like, oh yeah, and yeah. Moving on.
So should we remind everybody what this is though? Because this really is a feat. So next week, Chris is going to do something which actually somebody died doing.
Yeah.
There was this news story, a news item we had on this show, where somebody dropped dead during a marathon because they were eating Krispy Kremes, apparently. Krispy Kreme donuts and jogging. Is that what it was? I don't have the actual news story in front of me.
this is like an organized charity marathon. I don't know how long.
And the guy was eating Krispy Kreme donuts along the way.
It's called the Krispy Kreme Challenge. Everybody was eating Krispy Kreme donuts.
And then you're going to actually try running and eating Krispy Kreme donuts. I think we decided last week we're going to give you like a mile to run, and then you're going to have like, just see how many donuts you can get through? Maybe I'll get a couple dozen?
Yeah, I think we were still going to iron out the particulars.
Should we do that right now? I mean, When I was thinking, we simplify this next week, and you're going to want to fire up EJC TV next week and watch this live. We're going to live stream the video. But I was thinking, just for simplify it, we have you jog in place. We put you out on the balcony, and you jog in place, and that way we can get video and audio. And then we feed you the donuts that way. You don't like the idea, I can tell by the look of it. I'm just thinking, like, logistically, because if we want to get...
That's fair, yeah.
I mean,
I see your point. Like, I was really hoping that we could get one of those, like, helmet cameras.
Oh, we could still have one of those, I think. I can borrow Brad's GoPro. We can strap it to you.
No, but I mean, like, one of those that is, like, a fiber optic camera, or, like a camera on one of those arms or something.
Right.
And it's, like, facing at you.
And it's, like, right in front of your face. People get a really disgusting view of you eating the donuts and sweating.
Yeah.
We do need to make that happen.
Yeah. That way I can run around, and then the only logistical hurdle will be, like, how am I going to run around with a box of donuts?
Right. Well, that's part of the thing. That's another logistical thing if you're running in place. You still get the same workout. You're just not...
I'm just afraid that the visual dynamic isn't going to be very interesting for our viewers.
Well, if we do it the other way, I don't know how we would get a visual at all, though, is the thing. At least this way, there's... You're running in place and probably breaking a sweat, and I don't know. It could still kill you.
No, yeah, it's a reasonable way to approach it from a technical standpoint.
What do you think, comedian Kyle Novak? You're new to this this challenge we've been plotting.
Go nuts for donuts.
You think that'd work to just have him jog in place?
Yeah, try it. Just run in place, and what are you going to throw him donuts in his mouth or something?
No, he's going to eat the donuts.
Yeah.
But it should be interesting. So,
can I make a quick observation? You have a couple of long hairs that...
Who are you talking to?
Kyle.
Oh.
Like they got missed in the trim, and I don't know, maybe I...
Oh, when he's getting his hair cut? Yeah. Yeah, you do have like a couple of really long...
Some strays.
Hairs.
Is it freaking you out? Are you OCD?
I am OCD.
Or are you trying to grow it out and have some coverage up there?
Exactly.
Is that really what you're doing?
It's like Timberline. I tell people, like, nothing grows up there. I'm like a 14-footer.
When did you go bald? How old were you, Kyle, when you went bald? You're kind of young.
Let's see.
I want to say you were like, what, 21, 22?
Nice.
I'm just kidding. Okay, not bald. I mean, when did you start?
Balding.
When did you start thinning? I know you have a full head of hair still. I'm just saying, like.
Crap, I don't know. A few years back. Got into a fight with a lawnmower.
How did it feel to start losing your hair? I mean, that's just. My hair is thinning. Everybody's hair is thinning.
Are you my shrink now?
I really don't think your hair is thinning.
You've been freaking out
about that for a long time, and I think you're fine. I mean,
you have to.
You would know better than I do, but you look like you have a very full head of hair.
It's just an illusion.
I used to sprinkle this like powdery shit on my hair called Topic, and it like freaking is supposed to make your hair look thicker, and it's like just this powdery crap that was on my hair all the time.
You should rock the Bruce Willis look.
Yeah, or
the Michael Stipe, whatever.
Are you trying to like have just a little bit of coverage up there so you know you're not like, or why don't you just bick it at this point?
I'm really debating that. I don't think the wife would like that yet, though.
Really?
When I lose a little bit more, maybe.
That's interesting.
Has this been something that you've been worried about?
Yeah, I just don't want to look like a recently circumcised dick. Because some people are not very good looking bald.
Do you have chew in your mouth, by the way?
No.
Oh.
I'm trying to talk with the mic, like, right in my face.
You don't
face.
Have to get that close to it. You're, like, deep-throating that thing. All right. All right. So, Kyle, you have some stand-up we can get to at some point, right?
Yeah, I got a little bit. We'll see what happens. Okay. It's new material, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, thanks for testing it on our audience.
Sorry.
No respect for our audience.
You're going to torture your audience. That's how you get ratings right there.
The Hunna, we're going to talk to the Hunna here in just a second on the EJC show. Follow us on Twitter if you haven't done that yet. It's very easy to do. If you're familiar with Twitter, you go to twitter.com/EJC Show, or just follow at EJC Show. Okay, it's Eddie, Jason, Chris Show. All right. If you haven't done it yet, definitely do tweet us at EJC Show, or at least follow us on Twitter, and that way you can keep up to date with everything going on here at the EJC Show. We're going to get our guest on the line here, the Hunna. They're a very cool band, and, you know, I can't guarantee they're going to answer, though, because we're calling them up live. So, oh, here they are.
What about now?
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hey, man.
Who do we have here?
You have the Hunna, man, the full band.
The full band, oh no.
The full band.
Oh my. Can you guys answer all the questions in unison like that as well?
We'll try our best.
That'd be cool, man.
What time is it over there in the UK?
It's 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Wow. But did you guys go out to the pub or anything to prepare for the interview?
Just relaxing tonight. We've been on the go quite a lot. So
watching a bit of YouTube.
Just taking a bit of time out and just chilling in the lounge, relaxing.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little smoke.
It's been quite hectic, so, yeah.
How does the Hunna relax? What do you guys do to relax?
Bifters, man.
Yeah, we have a little chill smoke, maybe a few beers, wine, you know. Nothing crazy tonight, anyway, you know.
Not tonight.
It's like I always say, heroin is for Saturdays.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Exactly.
Right, precisely. Well, now, you guys actually, you know, very interesting. A lot of bands will have bios that they make sure are everywhere, and maybe I'm an idiot and don't know how to Google, but I swear you guys don't have a bio anywhere on the internet, which is quite fascinating.
We just do our thing, man.
People have done kind of, you know, write-ups about us and, you know, kind of a background on it in their own spin, and there's quite a few of those.
We don't have a standard bio,
but we don't have our own.
So this is a deliberate choice to not have a bio.
I guess so. Like, no one's really asked for one.
Yeah, I think if they did, we'd be like, there's a lot out there as well, and obviously like on our own Facebook and stuff about us, I guess, as well. Like,
yeah, we just kind of got released and worked hard on all the material and getting ready to get released, and then just put the stuff online and then just let it do its thing and never really looked at it.
The music is the bio. We don't need a bio.
I like that approach because let's face it, artist bios are stupid and not informative. So yeah, just let the music speak for you, and
exactly, man.
We'll have
and
conversation.
Interesting,
a bit old school. The bios,
yeah.
So like find out beings. More down the line.
Yeah, man. But
besides, when artists send in their music and bios, we don't even read the bios usually because we're not professional. But maybe that's why.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
But you guys are on tour. I know that much. And it seems like a pretty massive tour, actually. You guys, a lot of dates.
Yeah,
coming up in 2 weeks, we start the UK tour.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And then
straight to the States.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah,
for
straight to the States.
Can't wait for it. It's a dream come true. It's
you guys have amassed quite the following, you have, at least on social media, which is all that matters. That's how I measure my own self-worth. How did you guys get so many Facebook followers? Did you pay for them or?
Good label, man.
Yeah,
good
label, like we
incredible marketing.
We have a good team. Yeah, we got a really good team behind us, and like obviously us, we're like a brand new band that's just been released, and the label as well is kind of in its early days. So I think everyone just shares the same ambition and drive to make this really big, and our team behind us, you know, they know what they're doing, and we're taking care of the music and stuff, so
yeah. I guess they've spread it in the right places, like already. Obviously, we'd like to respond to our fans a lot, you know, to the comments and just personal messages. So we like to keep on top of that. So I guess that's they love that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys
stick around.
You guys have quite the following for being a new band and relatively new, I would say. What is this that Fetty Wap did? He did something on Snapchat. For you?
Yeah.
What happened there?
I think it was to do with us getting signed to 300, and he basically bigged us up with a squaw.
Yeah. Fetty Wap's in the Hunna squad now.
Yeah.
That's
not
great.
Sure if he's heard our music yet, but that's pretty dope that he did that. We were pretty like, wow.
Oh, you know, he yeah. listens to the show, so he's about to hear the music in a little bit.
Oh, perfect. Oh,
I mean, everyone.
Boy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing at Reading, so hopefully we'll hook up with him.
Yes, maybe you will. Maybe you won't. But maybe you will.
So, you're absolutely right.
One of the two.
What do you... Yes, it's safe to say. When you come to the U.S., what are the plans there? Do you have those dates released anywhere?
Our plans are to, first of all, meet the guys from 300 for the first time, which we're stoked for, and then...
Wait, you haven't even met the people who signed you to a record label.
We've spoke to a few of them over Skype, but we haven't met them personally yet.
What if they're not real, though? What if you show up and it's just like a shell company and, you know, it's run by toddlers or something?
Toddlers don't know how to set up a shell company.
Yeah, I mean,
LegalZoom.com.
So at least we'd leave with a story.
Yeah.
But just meeting the American fans out there. Killing it, having a great tour.
Oh, we're going to go to the OVO store as well.
Yeah.
We're going to cop some threads. Check out some Drizzy threads, man.
Some new clothes would be always a good thing.
Yes.
You know, I hate to dwell on social media here, but I don't have too much else to go off of, but you guys make the very bold decision of liking your own Facebook statuses, and I want to commend you for that, because I do that as well.
Yeah.
I think it's... Sometimes it's like because we're all on the page at different times.
There's accidental clicks
and then
here and there.
Yeah, we click on it, thinking it's on our personal pages,
right.
But then it's on the band page.
Sometimes we upload our personal stuff.
We leave it there. Page. Yeah, you got to like what you're doing. You know what I mean?
You guys should just, you know, don't make it an accident. You guys should make it a thing where you like every single one of your statuses. I think it'd be great. Why not?
Yeah. That's it.
You know what? Just for you now, man. We're going to do that.
Yeah, just for you.
Every single goddamn
We didn't time. Even think about it until you mentioned it. But
yeah,
hey,
makes perfect sense.
We'll keep it going.
We just accidentally did it.
Yeah. People who don't like their own stuff are cowards. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, they want to tap it. They want to tap that light bulb, but they just can't do it.
Everybody else is looking for the validation from others, but you know, you have to validate yourself first and like yourself before anybody else
exactly.
is going to
exactly.
like what
That's
you're
a great
doing.
Message,
exactly.
man.
Yeah,
man.
So basically, don't status if you're not going to like your own status.
They got no love for their status, man.
Will this be your first time to the U.S. when you come? All of you guys, or have some of you been? Or
IK, you've been, haven't you?
Yeah, me and you've been as well.
Oh,
Dan,
yeah,
Dan,
sure.
Dan.
Yeah,
yeah, I've been to New York like for 3 days, like 10 years ago, and like Miami and Florida when I was around 16. So,
yeah.
Like a couple of like holidays, but you know, nothing like this. And obviously, that was a long time ago. So, yeah, we're all stoked to come out and see so many different states in one go.
You went to New York, didn't you?
Yeah, New York, man.
Can't I was real young. I went to Florida. I can't really remember that. It's been a while.
But to play shows as well, like, is an absolute blessing. So
yeah, dream come true.
Yeah.
Since you guys don't have a bio, I'm going to take a chance and ask you guys a very generic question and just ask, you know, what are you guys about? What's your story?
Oh, mate.
Well, the story. I mean, the story could take us through many years.
Well, let's not do that then.
Let's not bore us. Yeah, don't bore our audience. We're doing you a favor here. Please don't bore our audience.
We're just four guys from Hertfordshire in England who have been through many different paths but have now come together and it fits right. And we love playing music together and that's what we do. And now we've managed to take the movement bigger and managed to succeed in what we want to do, and we're here to kill it, have fun, and yeah.
That's brilliant. I'm going to type that up for you guys, and that's your bio.
Why don't you use that, use that for your own personal resume?
Chris
is going to put that on his cover letter for his next job that he applies for.
I think you'll get it.
When you guys come to the U.S., do we put that we're in a band on our Twitter profiles? Or, I mean, our Tinder profiles?
Tinder, that's not necessary anymore.
Yeah. No. We don't roll with Tinder, man. That's buried.
Sorry, Grindr. Yeah. Whatever
that's
you're
not,
using.
That's not gentleman style.
Okay,
know?
So yeah. You stay off.
You know, I want to go to, like, a New York for breakfast, you know, breakfast place. And I want to see a lovely dime across the way and having breakfast,
just
and then
strolling.
And just meet up face to face.
I like that,
hey, honey.
Kicking it, you're doing it old school, and I think that's how you can cut through all the clutter, because she's on her phone and there's a million guys trying to swipe right, and you say hello in person, and she's like, "What?
Exactly.
What's
going on?
You can't swipe right in the flesh. She's swiping right. She's like, "This is boring. These are guys." And then you're just there. Bam.
Yeah, straight misleading, man. You don't want to.
She doesn't need
that.
To swipe left or right.
Yeah, that's a baller move these days. Just to walk up and say hi. You're gonna blow their minds.
You know it,
man. You gotta own that shit, man.
I get really uncomfortable when people talk to me in person these days. Isn't that sad? Like if I'm on an elevator and somebody says hello to me, I'd immediately tense up. But then if they don't say hello, then I feel bad. So
people
can't
who
win.
Say hi on an elevator are inherently going to be weirdos anyway. Just the fact that they're saying hello
to
a complete stranger on an elevator tells you that this isn't a person you really want to have a conversation with.
I mean, we love elevators because we actually have a thing called stereophobia because, like, stairs are long. So, yeah we're all about elevators, man. Stereophobia.
Stereophobia.
Long live elevators.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing we made.
It's a Hunter thing.
It's a real thing we made up.
Can you write a love song to elevators?
Oh, mate. We'd love to.
Loving an elevator.
We'll definitely work on that.
Stereophobia should be the title to something, a new song or one of your albums or something.
Yeah.
Remember
we'll get,
it.
Yeah, we'll get some little trap beats going.
Yeah.
Maybe a few little raps as well up the elevator.
Definitely. make sure you drop the beat.
Them stairs.
Well, the Hunter, thank you guys for coming on and for staying up into the wee hours, the wee UK hours, and talking to us. We appreciate you calling in, and we're going to play You and Me. This song is really catchy, and I think it's going to be a big hit if it's not being played all over the U.S. I demand everybody starts playing it now.
Yeah.
Or something bad will happen. Well, no, I can't do that, can I? I think that's one thing our lawyer said we can't do is threaten people anymore.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Just do it.
Well,
it's your job.
The Hunna, thank you so much, guys. Facebook.com/TheHunnaBand. Thank you. Well, we're going to play out this song, and when you're in the U.S., definitely hit us up, and we'll...
Yeah, man, we will, definitely.
Yeah, we say that, but I think this time we mean it.
Don't worry, man. We'll hook you up, man.
Okay. All right, awesome. We'll
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you, man.
Peace.
Cheers. All right. Here's the Hunna with You and Me on the EJ. Hang on. God damn it. After rewind.
Hang on. God damn it. Eddie.
There we go.
Come on.
I had to rewind it. I don't want to start in the middle. Is that how you listen to songs? You start in the middle and you work your way forward, then you go to the middle again. And, I don't know. Here we go.
And I'm sure they see what I can. The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. EJCShow.com.
Can I help you?
Yeah, my uncle is interested in buying a stun gun for my aunt, and he just had a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Let me just give him the phone here. Hang on a second.
Okay.
I think she should have a stun gun, something that she doesn't have to be close enough to hit someone with.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that. I've got what you need to be, like, they need to be close contact. You have to touch them with it.
Or maybe the women shouldn't be the dumb ones.
I'm sorry?
Oops. I think she should have a stun gun, something that she doesn't have to be close enough to hit someone with.
I don't have the actual stun guns that you shoot and it shoots the barbs out.
You're an expert.
And I don't have those.
Why would we have to do it? You're an expert in Hitler's balls.
I'm sorry?
You're an expert in Hitler's balls.
Follow Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Twitter at EJC Show.
All right. Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
This is Jason and Chris Show. Here we are live on Adobe Radio, of course. And you could say hello to us. Add us on Skype if you haven't done that yet. EJC Show on Skype. Comedian Cal Novak is in the hot seat because Jason is out.
Good God. And Jason's a big fat guy, so that seat's always hot.
I can't fill this seat. I'll try.
We are sitting on IKEA.
Is that what you said to your boyfriend?
Oh my God. My boyfriend looks like my wife.
Is that chair wobbly, by the way?
I got the wobbly one.
No, he's got the wobbly one.
Oh, okay. Because whichever one Jason sits in has become wobbly. And he, when he originally sat, he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to break this. So I'm not even going to be mad if it breaks while we're on the air. But I am going to be mad if it breaks while we're off the air.
Yeah, why would you be mad if it broke on the air? That would be hilarious.
No,
it'd be great for the show.
I said I'd be mad if it breaks off the air.
No, I'm saying yeah. I'm saying, but why? Yeah,
I just want the audio.
Yeah,
exactly. If it's going to break, I mean, I don't want him to get hurt or anything. But if it breaks, maybe if he gets hurt a little bit, that's fine. But nothing major.
You do it slow motion, like a cartoon. No,
it's just funny when people get hurt sometimes. So Kyle,
decapitations.
Okay, Bob Saget.
It's comedy is what it is when people get hurt. And Kyle, you're a comedian, and you were actually
burns are good too,
right?
Immolation,
right? Yes, Kyle, you're giving us some tips on how to be funny when we were just off the air, because you're a comedian, so you study comedy, right? Have you studied comedy?
Yeah.
So you've studied how to be funny, like the art?
Yes, the art.
How do you be funny?
Comedy is completely subjective, so not everything you're going to say is funny to everyone. But for the most part, you want to find something that everybody can relate to. Because if you're talking about stuff that nobody cares about, then it's not going to be funny because nobody cares about it.
So I feel like when you study comedy, in a way, you are a sociopath because you're like studying how human beings behave and try to be like them. I mean, like...
A little bit.
Isn't that essentially what it is?
You kind of have to, yeah, know...
It's a very stark analysis.
Jesus,
would you
man,
say all psychiatry and psychology students are sociopaths too?
Oh, jeez.
By definition, they are on a slight level.
I don't think that's the definition of sociopath.
What about radio DJs? Are they sociopaths?
Oh, definitely. I'm not saying that I'm not a sociopath. But isn't it kind of odd to study why people laugh and then... can't you like overthink comedy at one point? I feel like if you get into the minutia of it and you like try to think of it as like replacing a block engine in a car, you're going to eventually talk yourself out of anything that may or may not be funny, because anything's funny if it's delivered. It's all delivery.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it takes basically years to master your
Can you
your
be
craft.
More funny when you're telling us this, by the way?
You bring up an interesting point, because I got to say, I recently graduated college, and
congratulations, by the way, and send all of your congratulations to care of Chris at EJC Show.
I eagerly await your money.
10-year mark, woo!
Cash only, cash only. Yeah. No time for banks.
Card is optional, whatever. It's up to you.
Money orders.
I don't really see the necessity. But, you know, I recently graduated, and I have a minor in writing, so I took a lot of writing classes, and I gotta say, I feel like a much worse writer after college.
I know how
like
you
feel. My confidence is zapped. I second-guess myself and overthink everything, and it's a nightmare. Like, I took a couple of writing classes that were helpful. Like, the first couple, I think, were useful, but after you take, like, six, they start to contradict each other, and everybody has a different theory, and
so you just have to do it at some point.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's true.
Because some writers or some comedians even will do things differently than everybody else, and they're still commended as being geniuses.
They have a niche.
Speaking of graduation. That's
a word we throw around a lot.
I'm tired of calling people geniuses. Thank you. But speaking of graduation, though, you know, President Obama delivered a commencement speech for Howard University, his alma mater, and we have a little bit of the audio. He's kind of checked out, though. It's his last.
He's got senioritis.
He does. He's like almost out of the White House, so now he can say whatever the f*** he wants.
I love Obama. He's a comedy genius, by the way.
I just cursed. I can't curse.
You'll find it.
Hang on.
There's nothing here we can't undo. We'll just have to remember.
I had to make a note of it just now.
To check ourselves. Like,
swear jar.
We can't sweat it too much if it happens. It'll happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes for a while.
We just have to catch it.
We're not trying to check ourselves.
You know, we're Adobe show. This is our home station, Adobe Radio, but we're also simulcast on a FM station. So, you know.
Wow.
It's taking some getting used to.
FM, that's the technology of the future. That's the boat we should be getting on.
No. How far the great have fallen if they're allowing us on the airwaves?
That's the way I feel as a writer, too. Like, I have staked my whole future on an industry that is going to be dead.
Well,
in
I feel
years.
Like there's a lot of demand for writers, especially on the internet. Everybody's writing.
No,
something.
But that's true. But, like, the novel.
Oh, I see.
Or, like, the publishing industry.
Right.
You know, print.
That's a tough crowd there.
Yeah.
So President Obama, he's checked out, I feel. He's like, all right, this is my last year in office, less than a year left. I have to go give this commencement speech. I'm just going to say whatever I want.
I'm going to tell all y'all, I really want to drop an F-bomb there.
Hello, Howard! So let me begin with what may sound like a controversial statement. A lot of folks think Blacks have the tools to be a quarterback. Flip the script. This is one area where things have gotten worse. Former Bull Michael Jordan isn't just the greatest basketball player of all time. He was Mr. T.
Wait, what? I have to pause it right there. He's dropping a lot of bombs here. Michael Jordan was Mr. T?
Get up to speed on your Black history, Eddie. History wasn't just written by white people, even though it was mostly written by white people who...
You might say to yourself a little phrase that I found handy these last 8 years. Just give up. Just settle. Downward spiral of more injustice and more anger and more despair. Oh, there's... You guys are so racist, you know. So enjoy the party.
That's awesome.
He has lost his damn mind. I don't even know what he's talking about there.
But no, in all seriousness, there has definitely been
that
vibe.
That was serious, Chris. That was serious.
From him in his last year, and he's just got like a, I'm going to tell all y'all what I really think now sort of thing going on.
After I hear this, I can just picture him with like a paper bag of a 40 in his hand while he's speaking.
Damn, that is racist.
Oh, my Lord.
Damn.
No, I'm just saying, because he's so drunk.
You guys are so racist, you know.
That should go. That needs to go on our soundboard, that part right there.
I agree. Comedian Kyle Novak, are you going to do a little material at some point?
Yeah.
It's not racial, is it?
It's not.
I feel like ethnic humor doesn't really fly these days.
Yeah. You're not Chris Rock, okay? And it's not the 90s.
There's no Michael Richards going on in here now.
I mean, you can Michael Richards it all you want, but we're going to tell everybody to come find you, not us. That's fine.
I'm going to say don't Michael Richards.
I mean, if we prefer, if you didn't, but if you do.
I strongly prefer that you don't, to the point where I'm going to say don't do it. Don't do it.
Why don't we, can we dip into at least one news story?
This is a post-racial America.
Are you ready for the news? Just like one story, Chris?
Yeah, sure, let's do this.
Chris Barr likes to read the news, but sometimes it reads him. I'd like to tell you that he's fit, but he's really not that slim. He wants to grow a beard so he can look grown up, but his face will not cooperate. In fact, it's had enough. Chris Barr reads the news in a stumbling...
Screw this guy. This guy, like, has a... He's a listener, whatever, that wrote this thing, but, you know...
It's pretty amazing that people are writing songs about me, though. I have to say I'm not. It's all pretty flattering.
The kind of way, when you hear him read the news, it'll really make your day. Chris Barr is coming now, we should all stand and salute, because when Chris Barr reads the news, it really is a hoot. What he says is quite astute, and the girls think he's really cute.
All right, there's a lot of inference in there. He's editorializing a bit, but...
Wow.
I was talking about the beginning part. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I mean, he listens to the show. He knows that we're...
All right. That's fine.
All right, sorry.
No, that's all right.
But he's editorializing on a couple of things.
A lot of big, important stories to get to here.
Yeah.
Here's what we read a soul.
Krispy Kreme is launching a new way to get its donuts, but it's only in London for the time being.
Oh, sorry, now I'm off. Here you go.
Thank you.
Krispy Kreme UK is launching a hole-in-the-wall pop-up at a London location that dispenses donuts.
Mm.
The machine will dispense donuts into the customer's hand after they select their donut.
I thought you were going to say mouth.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
The machine will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's great news music. Well done.
I just wanted to play the drama.
We got to make that our... Yeah. Yeah, that's our home. That's our go-to now.
You know the name of that song? It's called Anticipating Trouble.
I like it.
Yeah. So this is Krispy Kreme. It's funny. Krispy Kreme has actually been in the news a lot today. Not just that story, and not just what we were talking about earlier. Chris is going to do a Krispy Kreme challenge next week, I guess Krispy Kreme also was just bought out for like $1.something billion. A company came along and purchased Krispy Kreme. So I don't know why everybody's talking about Krispy Kreme all of a sudden, but now I really want some Krispy Kreme, and I haven't eaten these donuts in so long. They're a fad for a little while. I remember they came around, and everybody was going ape-s over Krispy Kremes, and then you...
I think that might have been a local phenomenon.
No,
like where
we were late to the game here in Denver because it was like it was an East Coast
like, thing. I don't think anybody cared or cares about it.
They
had it originally.
I remember when the first
like
stores in town opened up. They were
when
ridiculously
the first
busy
in town opened up. Yeah, it was on the news. It was one of those things.
But I feel
they
like
broke into regular coverage. Yeah,
this just in. We interrupt President Obama's address of the nation to bring you this important message. But yeah, it was. Their sales have drastically declined. Krispy Kreme. They're not the phenomena they once were, but they're still good. I think we've just become more health conscious.
You guys are really on. You're trying to get a sponsorship from Krispy Kreme right now.
Do
I'm
you?
Just saying.
When's the last time you had Krispy Kreme, comedian Kyle Novak?
1980. No, I'm just kidding. God, I don't know. A long time ago.
Oh,
they're not even around anymore.
for the most part. Yeah, they are, but not very many locations.
There have never been that many here in town.
You have to go like in the middle
of nowhere.
Just
like two or three.
Going to like shady areas just to get a Krispy Kreme.
Well, okay.
Thornton? Thornton, yes.
Aurora.
Saudi Aurora.
Aurora.
All right. We'll come back. And Kyle, when we come back, you're going to do some comedy?
Yeah, if you call it comedy, sure.
You actually brought comedy.
I did bring comedy.
How do you bring comedy?
I don't know if comedy brought me, but I brought comedy.
Was that a joke?
Maybe.
I don't know what's a joke and what's not a joke.
It's completely subjective. It's up to you what you think is a joke or not.
We'll just rimshot everything just to be safe.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. It's EJC Show. Follow us on Twitter, EJC Show. You can also Skype into the show if you really want to. EJC Show on Skype. If you really want to, but, you know.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever. I mean, you may want to, you may not want to, but...
Who reads the tweets they get?
Yeah.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJC Show.
All right, it's Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. You can follow us on Twitter, EJC Show, of course. You can also follow us at Facebook, facebook.com/EJC Show. Joining us here in the studio, filling in for Jason, is comedian Kyle Novak, everybody.
What's up?
Is there anything
comedian in- Kyle Novak?
You sound like the supervillain in a 90s superhero animated TV show.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da.
Well, Kyle, you recently just got married, right?
Yeah.
How are you enjoying the married life?
It's amazing. So much free time, I tell you what.
What do you mean you don't have free time?
It's a full-time job. Happy wife, happy life. That's the motto right there.
Well, I mean, are you enjoying it? I mean...
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, yeah, your priorities are going to change a little bit. That's part of getting married.
it's not bad, but, I mean, we have two dogs, and she loves those dogs more than me, it seems. She, like, makes out with them more than she makes out with me.
How often are you guys having sex?
That's illegal. I don't know. Probably. Do I really need to say this?
Our audience is asking it. Good me to ask
God,
you.
Man. On I don't Twitter. Know. Is there like a standard you're supposed to have for having sex with your wife?
Once a year, twice a year.
Whenever she's in the mood. So every 5 years.
And you've Ooh. Only been married less than one. Did you guys bang on your wedding night?
It's going to shrivel up and die. Yeah, we did.
Gross.
Yeah,
that's
sorry.
Disgusting.
I know.
Was it good or was it just like, I guess this is what we do?
As an adult, I can't go to a wedding anymore. Like, I can barely look people in the eye, like the bride and groom at a wedding.
What are you going to do when you get married? Are you going to feel weird that everybody in that room knows that you're about to have sex?
No, I'm going to lord it over them.
Hold on. You were one of my best men and my best men in my wedding. Was that where you were thinking at my wedding?
Everybody else's wedding.
Good answer.
So you guys did do it on the wedding night.
I think that's mandatory.
Did she let you do anything crazy or different, or was it just run-of-the-mill missionary?
We were just trying to get out to hang out with people, so it was just...
So it was a quickie.
It was a quickie.
And so she wasn't satisfied? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm so sorry.
She didn't let you keep the lights on?
Jesus.
How long did it last?
Good God, man.
The sex or the marriage?
Bazinga.
Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Long enough to be decent? I don't know.
I get no respect.
God.
I'll tell you what. The sex on my wedding night lasted longer than our marriage, and that only lasted 90 seconds.
Wow. So, well, I'm glad to hear you guys at least got it on during your wedding night. That's good. You know,
yeah,
that's what you
got
to do.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's mandatory.
Yeah.
Did
so,
you ever keep the dress on?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Of course you let her keep the dress on.
Mm.
Good man.
Disgusting. No, I'm just saying, like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
disgusting.
Are, if she's listening, you guys are really getting me in trouble right now.
I think if you two getting it on, I don't want to think about that just because you're my friends, but you should keep the wedding dress on, right?
Or get rid of it, because that's what sunk Bill Clinton.
Right. Why would you get in trouble for saying that you had sex on your wedding night?
I don't know. Women are
I'm just saying if he gets into politics. You never know what those religious wackos are going to get up in arms about.
You have to wait until the state ratifies it on the next business day.
This week it's gay marriage. Next week it's going to be straight marriage.
Yeah. You know. Yep. So wedding life or married life, you say it's a full-time job there, comedian Kyle Novak.
Yeah, you never clock out.
What were you saying off the air? Now I feel like I have to pull things out of you, like you clam up.
I don't know.
That's disgusting.
Oh, God, Jesus. Hey-o. I don't know. Yeah, like, there's... It just seems like your priorities change. When it comes to... I think her priorities right now are the dogs, a house, a patio furniture, and then me.
Oh, is this your stand-up thing?
No.
Oh, okay. You're just making a that was a real joke.
So you're just speaking truth.
Yeah. And, no, she loves me. It's just she loves a lot of other things, too, it seems like. Less than me, or more than me.
Well, I mean, she's got you, man. She doesn't have to, so, you know, everybody should just relax.
Cleaning is
priority. Your patio furniture is nice, by the way. So, in all fairness, it's very nice patio furniture.
Thank you.
So, what'd you bring here? You brought like a stand-up routine. Are you gonna actually like stand up and do it, or
let's not do that? That makes me uncomfortable. I decided. You could just stay seated.
It makes everybody uncomfortable.
Like, yeah, when I stand up, I feel like I need to put on a speech or something.
I think we need like a group for it or something. So do you want to like go through your thing, and we won't interrupt you?
Sure, why not?
And we can pretend like you're in a comedy club. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, comedian Kyle Novak.
Sound effects are really cheesy, by the way. So, stop. Okay. Well, there's like an echo. That's a little freaky.
You're on stage.
It doesn't echo.
And it's very quiet.
I feel like I'm in a very dark cavern somewhere. So. My wife's vagina. I was kidding. Yeah, no. So, I don't know if many of you know, but I'm a veteran. And I go to the Veterans Affairs Hospital. It's basically a place where, you know, veterans get their free health care. And a disclaimer to veterans, I totally respect you, but the VA hospital was atrocious. So I just wanted to give you guys a little insight on, we're going to call this a little enchanted voyage to the VA hospital, where you come out sicker than you come in. When you come in, it's basically, it looks like an episode of The Walking Dead, I swear to God. There's people wandering around everywhere. I feel so sorry for these guys. I mean, they're just basically, that's their life, just living at the VA hospital. They've got. I literally feel like I like walked into the album of it, like a goth cover album or something like that. It's just that bad. Like a dark cave, crabs everywhere. So, yeah, I was there to, get my blood drawn, and I'm just thinking, I'm sitting there, you know, waiting for my number to be called, thinking, oh shit, my number's gonna be up, you're waiting so long, basically. And there's always that creepy one veteran who's, you know, he's seeing some shit, man, and he's just looking around, just twitching and just staring at people. Just you feel like he's going to attack you, or some attack is going to happen on the hospital just because of the way he's acting. So, I mean, I can't complain. I mean, it's free healthcare, but you basically, you know, you get what the government pays for. So, a typical doctor visit, you know, because they really don't care. I mean, you're getting free health care. They don't need to live up to your standards. They typically just check, looks like you're still breathing. Now get out. If you're still here in 5 to 7 months, we'll see if you're still around in 5 to 7 months. What do I think their IC unit is? They just see you for like a moment.
Comedian Kyle Novak. All right, thanks, Kyle.
I wasn't finished.
Oh.
No respect. I went to the hospital's IC unit. And
sorry.
God damn you.
Sorry, I was on the wrong button.
I went to a hospital's IC unit, and it was just an IC machine.
Hello.
I think they're. I had to get surgery there. I think their surgery, their surgeon's training includes winning a game of Operation.
Wait, are you still going?
Yeah.
How much Operation is hard, man?
Yeah, that takes a very steady hand.
It is a hard game. Are you? Did you have a lot more material left, or?
No, that was it for the most part.
I just didn't feel like you were into it.
A little bit.
See, exactly. You're just a little bit into it.
It's new material. I've got to try it out.
Well, do you want to apologize to our audience for making them? You didn't forewarn them. You should have at least forewarned them and said that they were going to be a guinea pig.
Yeah, I did earlier in the show. I said this is new material.
Yeah, but what if they're just tuning in? If they're just tuning in, they're like, okay, here we go. We have a polished set of stand-up, and then...
Well, that's their fault for tuning in late.
Oh, wow.
That's what happens. See, you arrive to the ball late, you're going to get shitty dance partner. What can I say?
The ball?
It's an analogy.
An analogy.
Right. An analogy.
It's an analogy.
Analogy. Analogy.
All right. Well, there's some funny stuff in there. Thanks, Kyle.
No problem.
Call the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show now at 1-888-99-IDOBE.
You can do that if you want to. 1-888-99-IDOBE. That's 1-888-994-3624 to call into the show. We are now streaming live on Facebook for Chris's News. Normally, we have a beautiful multi-camera setup, but tonight we are kind of bare bones, so we don't have that happening. So, you know, we thought we'd at least do a little bit of live video.
We're tweaking the whole process. You know, obviously, yeah. We haven't been doing it for an eternity, and, you know, we're still trying to figure out the best presentation for you folks. And
we have something really cool set up, though. All these cameras, we have this switcher, and then Violent Video Brad's going to come back to the show and help us do some cool shit.
It's going to be our permanent videographer.
In the meantime, we have this really crappy shot set up on Facebook, and it's for people watching on Facebook, it's a very terrible shot. You have comedian Kyle Novak there on your left, and then
picked my teeth. Good shot for you.
Good shot of Chris, and Chris was eating a lot of Chex Mix during the whole.
I probably have Chex in my mustache.
My nose is blocking out half the picture.
I don't even know if it's getting good audio or not, to be completely honest with you. It seems to be. I just tuned into it quickly. So anyways, this is the time of the show where Chris brings everybody his headlines. Of course, Chris is a world-renowned newsman. Here he is.
Probably I don't have to go through this one again.
Chris Barr likes to read the news, but sometimes it reads him. I'd like to tell you that he's fit, but he's really not that slim.
Yeah, this one is pretty bad. The more you like it?
I do, actually.
The more I listen to it, the more I hate it.
He wants to grow a beard so
it's
he
not,
can look grown
It's not
up.
Bad. I feel like it's pretty decent, really? Honestly. Yeah, I mean, it's ukulele, so I'm not going to like jam out to it, but it's probably my favorite song I've ever heard on a ukulele.
But his face will not cooperate. In fact, it's had enough. Chris Barr reads the news in a stumbling
or mandolin. By the way, for our English listeners,
Chris just picked his nose on camera and then realized that.
I don't think so.
You didn't realize it?
Uh-oh. Like that? That move?
Yeah.
I don't think that
counts.
Why
are you even doing that move on camera?
I don't know. Stuffy?
He was hungry.
Anyways, what's in the news? Should we just dive into it? Or do you want to hear the rest of your song?
Did I pick my nose?
When you hear him read the news, it'll really make your day. Chris Barr is coming
now. I certainly
hope not.
We should all let's stump it. Let's jump in. When Chris
Barr- all right, what's in the news?
What's the key to living longer? Ditch meat.
Ah, I knew you. I made sure this one was in there for you, Chris, because you are a vegetarian, right?
I am.
All right.
Vegetarians live longer than meat eaters. Researchers studied more than 1.5 million people and found death from all causes was higher for those who regularly eat meat. They found that going vegetarian for at least 17 years extends a person's life by 3.6 years. So what do you guys think of that?
Another 3 years you get, huh?
Three and a half.
Three and a half, okay.
And that's for 17 years, so if I'm a vegetarian for like, let's see, for like 40 years, it's like over another half decade of life expectancy farming.
Wow.
Why would you want to live that long?
Because I'll be a vegetarian and I'll be fit and it'll be useful life.
I mean, but you have to hope that you're not staying alive long enough just to have cancer hit you or something weird.
Lower rates of cancer.
Really?
Oh, you didn't hear that? I think we talked about that way back, but meat is, they have officially come out and declared meat as carcinogenic.
Okay.
The World Health Organization.
When you eat vegetables, do you go
I
for...
I think some meat more so than others, but all meat.
So all cavemen die from cancer?
Do you go for organic vegetables when you...
I'm not as much into that sort of thing. Hillary's into like organic and non-GMO and all that jazz, and I'm not opposed to it, and I sort of see where she's coming from, but I'm not really invested in like reading about that that's one area that I just don't know too much about, and frankly, my interest level, it's important, but I just don't get worked up about it. But my fiance's into it, and so
fascinating. What else is in the news?
A high school in Massachusetts was rocked by nude photo scandal after photos featuring up to 50 female students in varying degrees of nudeness.
Nudeness, now we're talking.
Were posted on Dropbox.
I was getting a little bit bored with the vegetarian stuff, to be honest.
Boobies.
You did ask me a follow-up question.
I know, but I wasn't that interested. I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
That's more of a courtesy. Fair.
Yeah. Many of the pictures appear to be selfies, and the girls' names also appear on the Dropbox page, which has since been shut down. Cops say it appears the selfies were sent to boyfriends, and there is no sign that any of the photos were taken of the girls without their consent. They are now investigating to see who put the photos on the site and how they got a hold of the photos.
Sounds like WikiLeaks.
What is going on with these teachers lately?
Teachers?
Or these schools, I mean.
No, I'm telling you, like, I've been saying it and saying it, and you mark my words. Kids growing up, they don't really care
that they're nude. So isn't that amazing, though? Wouldn't this... Okay, let's go back to our high school days.
Hold on. I'm being overly broad, but it's going in that direction. Like, they'll probably still care to a degree, but I think they care less and less.
At some point, everybody's going to have a nude photo on the internet, so what are you going to do about it? But so imagine yourself. Put yourself back in those days. Mm-hmm. You're in the high school days, and imagine this. A Dropbox folder, like a master... directory of all the girls is available, and you can just browse new photos of like all the girls, like in biology class and math class and English.
Can you imagine?
Give me
all
a
the, like,
break. That'd be amazing.
The friction burn on your dick after a while.
Don't they call that
like
tender?
After a while you bring your hand up and it's just covered in blood and you're like, yeah, I guess that's to be expected.
Don't they call that tender?
I think those are nude photos, and
I don't know.
Also not necessarily.
It is a crazy, it's a wild story. So what's, is the latest on it? What's happening with it?
That's everything I have.
They're just saying it was found?
There was,
That's it. We don't know what's happening with this information.
Your questions are getting a little bit specific and creepy.
No, I'm just wondering. This is it's an interesting story, so I was kind of wondering more what's going on. I realized that was creepy as I was saying it, and I couldn't get out of it. What else is in the news?
Four people were injured after a roller coaster at Six Flags St. Louis came to an abrupt stop. The roller coaster was running when it came to a stop at a midpoint location. Four people suffered minor injuries and were taken to local hospitals as a precaution. The ride is now closed and it will be inspected to see what caused the stop.
Have you guys ever been on a roller coaster or a ride that malfunctions?
No.
I was once.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I was on a roller coaster and it stopped on an incline.
Oh, God.
And it was a 90-degree day. And I was there with a mutual friend of ours named Jamin, and
oh,
we were
God.
Stuck on this coaster. I mean, the first couple of minutes, just like, haha, this is kind of funny. And then 10 minutes go by, nothing's happening. And then 20 minutes go by, nothing's happening. And then it's 90 degrees out, and we're sweating our balls off. And then next thing we know, there are men climbing up the side of it, and they're like, tools and like it just
Jesus
and then they eventually released it and it went down to a safe spot and it actually somehow went to the spot where they unload and load people, so we just got off like normal and they shut down that ride the rest of the day.
Christ, that is that is one of my nightmares.
It was more of a nightmare. I mean, we felt safe.
I'm terrified of heights, and I don't do roller coasters anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the most uncomfortable part was the sun. Just very hot.
Yeah, that had to have been miserable.
Yeah.
How old were you guys at the time?
Maybe like 18. Yeah.
Late high school, early post high school. Yeah.
Did you ever ride that ride again?
I think I did, actually.
Do you have a traumatic flashback every time you're on it?
It's more of an inconvenience than anything. If I were stuck upside down, that'd be a different story. But luckily, it was not upside down. If it was upside down, then I would not. That's too much. That'd be enough to make me never ride a roller coaster again if it got stuck upside down. Even though I like roller coasters, I wouldn't say I love them, but I like them. But if it got stuck upside down, I would never do it again.
Man.
What about you, comedian Kyle Novak? Are you a roller coaster guy?
Yeah, I started riding them when I was four. I'm actually scared of heights, too, but I actually started riding
them. I didn't say I was scared of heights. That was Chris.
That was Chris, yes. I was,
oh, yeah.
I was I don't know reiterating that Chris was scared of heights. Yeah.
It's not all about you, Eddie.
God, jeez.
My name is in the show.
This is the Eddie show.
Go ahead.
No, yeah, I was afraid of heights, but I started going when I was 14, got over it, and hell of a lot of fun. I love roller coasters now.
How'd you get over it?
Just do it. Seriously.
Okay, Nike. What else is in the news?
Your sense of smell can predict how many friends you have. Researchers found that people with a good sense of smell had more friends.
Weird.
They also found that sense of smell and social network size also associated with how well connected certain brain regions were with each other.
As you clear your nose.
What do you want with me? I'm a little congested right now.
Nah, I know. So you must not have very many friends right now, or...
I have a terrible sense of smell.
So like... is this true for you, then? Do you have a small social circle?
No, my social network's pretty decent, but it is true that, there have definitely been points in my life where, you know, I've always been an introvert, and there were times in my life where I was, like, a somewhat dedicated loner.
And what was your sense of smell like at that time?
Terrible. It's been bad all my life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. What about you, Kyle?
Yeah, I actually read something very similar, but actually people who are actually sensitive to really bad smells, they actually say they're creative geniuses. So I don't really know how you want to take that, but was another article I read.
Again with the genius word.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so I think that's about all the time we have.
You think so?
Well, yeah, looking at the clock, but did you have a good one? If you have a good one, we could probably sneak it in.
I guess nothing, nothing that's, you know, we can't just skip over. Yeah, we're good to go.
All right, well, Eddie, Jason, and Chris show, make sure that, yeah, make sure if you don't do it.
You know, this one is pretty good. Oh, okay. I want to end with it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, here we go. A University of Pennsylvania professor says his flight was delayed because another passenger thought the equations he was writing might be a sign that he was a terrorist. American Airlines said a woman expressed her suspicions, then said she was too ill to take the flight. The crew investigated her allegations and said, quote, they determined them to be non-credible. The professor was flying from Philadelphia to Syracuse to give a talk. He was solving a differential equation. What a dumb bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I don't know what this guy's doing, but it looks like this is terrorism. I see all these numbers. Oh, my gosh.
I heard one time that algebra is from the Middle East.
And that's terrorism.
So I just didn't really feel safe getting on the flight knowing that he knew how to do math.
Good, you know? Lord.
It's racist, Chris.
People are so dumb.
You're right. It is racist. I hate dumb white blonde bitches. Always have and always will. If you are a dumb white blonde bitch, you could just go to hell.
There goes half your audience.
Drop dead.
I mean, you know, to not sound completely out there, I think, Chris, you would admit that there are dumb blonde white dudes as well. And there's also, like, dumb people of all race, color, and gender. But what is it about the blonde white women that you don't like?
They're dumb bitches. And they're white.
Yeah, they're superficial.
All right.
I mean...
Well, you actually...
White people are the worst.
You may be a bit racist and sexist, but you admit it.
Some. We'll say some, not all.
All right. Just making sure we're clear on what your thoughts are. We'll see you next time.
I think we're all perfectly clear. Ah, damn it.
Don't,
sorry.
Don't trust Whitey. Okay.
I'll come back to that one.
Yeah.
I'll make a screenshot. All right, we'll see you next time. Eddie, Jason, and Chris, get our podcast. Go to iTunes and search for Eddie, Jason, and Chris. That'd be awesome if you did. If you don't, well, then you're probably a blonde white. Check according to Chris. Or you can go to facebook.com/EJC Show. We'll see you next time.
Don't misconstrue what I said.
Okay. I'm putting words in your mouth.
Yeah.